From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian warplanes flew from an Iranian base for a second day Wednesday, carrying out more airstrikes in Syria. The defense ministry said the targets were once again Islamic State militants. Moscow-based Carnegie analyst Alexander Baunov said the tactical goal is to reach overwhelming force in Syria and closer ties with Iran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday repeated the view that the Russian use of an airbase in Iran is unhelpful and only complicates what he calls a very dangerous situation.
Our concerns remain very vivid, and we're trying to remain focused on, specifically with Aleppo, but on a broader scale, trying to get a cessation of hostilities back in place in Syria, and this doesn't help it.
Russia first announced strikes using heavy bombers and fighter bombers from an Iranian base Tuesday. An Iranian official who heads the parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee said there's no permanent stationing of Russian forces in his country. Police in Zimbabwe Wednesday fired tear gas and water cannon to break up dozens of protesters opposed to the reintroduction of local banknotes. The protesters marched in the capital, Harare, with the intent of demonstrating outside the central bank headquarters. Promise Mukwananzi is among those marched.
The message is very clear that Robert Mugabe must now resign and pave way for the fresh impetus of the country. And that is what we are going to be doing. Whether he listens, whether he doesn't, what is going to happen is that we, the people, are going to take back our power.
Zimbabweans fear the banknotes aimed at bridging a currency shortage will lead to another bout of hyperinflation similar to what happened in 2008. It is the latest sign of public discontent in that southern African country beset by an ailing economy, including high unemployment. This is VOA News.